Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalet. We are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. We are by the two dots. 2, 4, 6, 8. Where are we? 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom. Uber Prakim Shoel. So what did the Mishnah say? Some Achlokas. Rameir said, Uber Prakim Shoel B'nei HaKavod. You could ask somebody who has more mechubah than you, good morning. Umeshiv, and you can answer somebody. Under what circumstances can you answer somebody? When can you answer? Umeshiv, when? So, Meshiv Machmas Mai. When can you answer somebody? E Lema Mibne Kavod. If it's also Kavod, that's unnecessary to say. Hashta. Mashal Shoyal. I can go over to you and say good morning. Why? Because I'm giving you Kavod. So, Adur Mibaya? I need a mission to tell you that I can answer the guy? If the guy comes over to me? For sure, no question about it. Kavod Chomer. Ella, rather, it must be Shoel B'nei HaKavod. I can go over to somebody and ask Kavod. Meshiv is always a more legal. So Meshiv, Shalom L'chol Adam. I can Meshiv anybody. Any Shlomazel that comes over to me, I can answer him, Ben Aprakim, in the middle of Shema. That comes over to me, good morning, oh, good morning. If I'm Ben Aprakim, I can answer, even though he's a you know, not a Mechubah person at all. And with Seifa, and look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Seifa said, Be'emtza. Be'emtza, if you're in the middle of a parasha Shema, mamash in the middle of the words, so shoel b'nei hayira, you can go over to somebody you're afraid of. Umeshiv, and answer somebody. Umeshiv, and answer. Answer what?
Somebody you're afraid of.
Well, it doesn't say that. It just says umeshiv. Meshiv achmas mai. Why? Who are you answering? E lema b'nei hayira. Are you answering somebody you're afraid of? It's obvious. Hashta mashal shoel. You can go over to the guy. You can in the middle of your Shema, ooh, the guy just walked in, run over the middle of Shema, hey, good morning. That you can do. So, he comes over to you first, you can't answer, of course you can answer him. Ella, then what does it must mean? It must mean that they are covered. It must mean you're answering back somebody, not that you're afraid of, that's obvious. Even somebody who just covered, you can answer him too. If that's what it all means, Hainer Rabbi Yehuda. That's exactly the thing as Rabbi Yehuda. That non, Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda said, "Be'emza shol me'a yira, u'meishiv ne'a kavod." Exact same thing. Uber prokim shol me'a kavod, u'meishiv l'chol adam. Can't say anybody. So they're not arguing about anything. So, the answer is, chesuri v'chesura. It's gotta be missing words. It has to be, otherwise they're both saying the same exact thing. V'achik etanik. Here's how the Mishnah should read. Ba prokim. In the end, you finish the parak, you're waiting now to say to start the next parak, and then, shol me'akavod, you can go greet somebody who is covered. Vein shorach lomar shu meishiv. I don't have to tell you that you can answer. Of course you could do that. Be'emtza, in the middle of a shema, shol me'ayira, you can answer somebody from yira. Vein shorach lomar shu meishiv. I don't have to tell you, you can answer the same guy. If the guy comes over to you first, of course you can answer him. Devera meir. Rabbi Yudamar, no. Be'emtza, shol b'nei yira. You could answer somebody from yira, u'meishiv b'nei ha'kavod. Here's like different gradations. Uba prakim, and in between the prakim, shol b'nei ha'kavod, u'meishiv shol b'chol adam. Fine, so they have a machlokas about that. Tani nami hachi, hakori as shema. If you're reading shema, u'paga bo rabo, you bump into your Rebbe. Oh, gadol ha'menu, and something bigger than you. So ba prakim, if you're at the end of a perek, where talking is not a great, that is not a biggest sin, then baprokim shol bnei hakavod vein tzarech lomar shu meishiv. I don't have to tell you kum meishiv. Be'emtza, you're in the middle, shol bnei hayira vein tzarech lomar shu meishiv. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, right? That's divrei Meir. Yehuda Omer, no. Be'emtza, if you're in the middle, shol bnei hayira, you can talk from yira, you could greet somebody from yira, umeishiv bnei hakavod, and you can answer somebody of kavod. Beprokim is more mekel. Shol bnei hakavod umeishiv shol v'chol adam. You can ask anybody.
Which is more mekel or chumrah?
I think Rebbe is more mekel.
Kavod and yira.
Yira is worse. Yira is worse. That's why middle of Shema.
Right.
Mamash in middle of Shema. You have to ask Hashem v'kecha b'chol levavcha. Oh, good morning. That's much worse. It's a much bigger breach to Hashem. You're talking about middle of Shema. Bein haprokim is one thing. Right. Boy minei achi.
Doesn't
he realize?
That's the guys who come around when you're just saying
That's l'chol adam. So, boy b'nei Achi. Achi asked the following question. Who's Achi? Rashi says, kach shemo. That was his name, Achi. The Magen Yontif says, wasn't Binyamin, one of Binyamin's sons' names Achi? Was, right? So it's a real name. Anyway, boy b'nei Achi, Tana d'vei Rebchia, Merbchia. So we just had the halachas about talking in the middle of Shema. So can you talk in the middle of Shema? The answer is yes, you really can. To who? Not to your neighbor, oh, look at that guy's funny tie, that he shouldn't do. But to greet somebody during Shema, you're allowed to, under certain conditions. Right? You're allowed to do that. So what about Hallel? What? That the whole machlok gets a whole complicated... No, we said in Tishol Nei Akavod Meishiv L'Chol Adam. Doesn't anything about saying davening?
I thought the article
was... It could be you're allowed to. You have the Shema. I don't know. So now his question is as follows. What about... So, Tani Achi, Achieh, Barmina Achi, Tana Debe Rebchia, Merbchia, Bahalel, Umikra, Ubahalel, Ubamagillah, Mahu, Shiasik. What about during Hallel or during Mikra Megillah? So we're not sure where the prakim are in Megillah. Is it every parak? Is that Bana prakim? Is it the four places you stop to the tzibur says the pasuk out loud? The machlok is what that means, Bana prakim by Megillah. Bana prakim by Hal means Bana prakim between each kapitel. So, I'm reading Kal v'chomer. So it's a Kal v'chomer. Kriyashma d'orayis, a posek. Kriyashma, you can stop in the middle to greet somebody. Right? Halal d'rabbanam yibayah. Hal, and Megillah also. I need of course you could. If you could do it for Shema, you could do it during Hallel. Oh, Dilma, maybe no. Persumenitza adif. Maybe Persumenitza is different. Why do we say Hallel?
What's the comparison? I'm a
Kriyashma Doraisa. Mitzvah Doraisa. And yet, so, you're allowed to stop in the middle of Shema to greet somebody.
Right.
So then for sure, during Hallel, you can stop.
What's more Kriyashma or Hallel?
Kriyashma Doraisa. Hallel is the Doraisa. If you can stop for Shema, you can stop for Hallel. There's no question.
Okay.
The right to Kal v'chomer. Or no. Why don't we say Hallel? Persume Nisa.
Right.
So they do that, you know what? That trumps, even though it's Durban, it's true, but you can't interrupt that to greet somebody. No. So Amalei, no. Posek, you can stop. Vem Kachlum. Nothing more to discuss. Nothing more to talk about. You can do it. Amar Rabbah. So Rabbah says like this.
The reasoning is not even necessarily
Persume Nisa. Correct. That's it. You can do it. We'll get to 1 second. Amar Rabbah. Yomim Shayachid. Gomer behen as a Hallel. He says, wait, not so fast. If it's a day where you say Hallel, what days do you say Hallel? There are, in Israel, there are 18 days, which is the 8 days of Sukkot, the 8 days of Hanukkah, that's 16, the first day Pesach, first day Shavuos. That's it. Right? And so those are the days. So bein perek, le perek posek. Yeah, in between you can talk. Bamza perek ain't a posek. In the middle of a Hallel capital, you can't talk. Even then, who walks in? The president walks in, you can't interrupt. By the way, in Chutz Laaretz, there are 3 more days. There's a second day Shavuos, second day Pesach, and 1 more day of Sukkot. Right? We left out Rosh Chodesh, and we left out Chol Hamoed Pesach, and the last day is the Pesach. Because we don't say whole Hallel. We don't say whole Hallel. That's it. V'yomim she'ein yachid gor behar es Hallel. On the days that a Yochid does not finish Hallel, right? Right, one of those days, Rosh Chodesh and the last days of Pesach, Afil Be'emtza HaPerek Posek. Then even in the middle, it's a much lower level of Hallel. You're not even taking the whole thing. So then even in the middle, you could Posek. Okay?
With Zuki to Zimra, we're not supposed to speak because we say a bracha at the beginning and the bracha at the end. Have a whole thing. Why do we not say the same for Hallel when we say
Brachot
at the beginning?
Because Hallel has a Persuma Nita aspect. We're gonna get to, we're not finished. We're not finished with Hallel.
Right.
But that's the answer.
He's saying Sukkot December is more calmer than Hallel.
Why?
That's what he's saying. That's the same. Because there's a Brachot at the beginning of Brachot.
But those Brachot are not on Sukkot December. It's not the same kind of Brachot. You big Baruch Shamar and you say Yishtabach. Yes, it's not as calmer. It's just praising Hashem. There's no, what do you call it? You're not supposed to talk during Pesukah Zimra.
Right, because...
The Mishnah Berurah says you're supposed to say Pesukah Zimra like you count money.
Right.
Not fast as possible, like you count money. It's very slow. as it says about Pesuk in Zimra. It's also a little bit of a mussar, you know? But having said that, in terms of halachas, being posing in the middle, it's more makel. Any, is that true? V'ha Rav Bar Shavah iklul gabei de Ravina. Rav Bar Shavah came to Ravina. V'yavim she'ein yachid gomer es ha'halal. Havei. V'lo pasikle. It was one of the days, it was Rosh Chodesh or something, or the Chalamot Pesach, and he wouldn't interrupt for him. So you see, you don't interrupt. What kind of bride is that? Chani Rav. Rav Bar Shava. The Lachash of Le Ravina. Ravina didn't think anything of him. I'm going to stop for him. I'm not stopping for him. So I'm not interrupting myself for him. So he didn't want to do it. Okay? Now, what is the idea? That's it. There's a new story now. Now, a new story. What about a tainus? New topic. So before we get to the new topic, we got to do... See this big Tosfos? This massive Tosfos? Yom Shehaya, the first one? We're going to do a little bit of it inside.
When they say Megillah, they mean Megillah Esther?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is a Din D'Rabbanan. It's presuming Nisa. All these Milas. Can you stop in the middle? So, for one said yes, don't even ask me. The other one said it depends. That only distinguish Hallel. If it's a real Hallel, full Hallel, then only Bein HaBrakim. If it's not a full Hallel, even Be'emtza, you can stop. That's what he said. Now, in this Tosfos over here, it's toward the top. It's about 10 lines down where the lines are skinny, where it says V'chein Mashma. If you have to see V'chein Mashma, Beperek Basra de Tainus. He's talking about the difference between Hallel on full Hallel and Hallel when there's only half Hallel. We call it half Hallel. That's what we call it, right? Chatzi Hallel. When it's Chatzi Hallel, what's the story with a bracha? You make a bracha?
We do.
Many Sfarim don't. Why don't they? What? Them. What do you say? Right. It's a different thing. Many Sfarim don't say halal, don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. Why not?
It's not a whole
halal. So? Why saying halal anyway? Who made up to say halal? Who made up this idea of saying halal? So, the answer is the rabbis, right? When did they make the minhag? So here's the story. V'chein mashma perek basra de tainus. Rav iklal Bavel. Rav once went to Bavel. Where did Rav live? He lived in Eretz Yisrael. He once went to Bavel. He went to visit. Ikla chazino dahu de kakari brosh chodesh. He walked into a shul. And they're saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. Savar lav zekinu. He wanted to stop them. What are people doing? What crazy religion are people practicing? Halal Rosh Chodesh? Pirish shayasover shayagomer no so. He thought they were going to say full halal. Kivan de chaza de ka medalgi. He saw they skipped in legabe deluge. He saw them skipping parts of halal. Amar, he said, ah, shma minam, minag avasem biyadeim. It's just a minag. Alma, what do you see? Dvar de yam she'ein gomer behena halal. The days that you don't say halal, full halal, ein chobal amra. You don't have to say it. Rav came from a place, they didn't say it.
At all.
Rav never heard of it. Umasha anu omer moso. And why do we say halal on Rosh Chodesh? Hainam ishur minhag. It's a minhag. That's all it is. It's a minhag.
Who started the
minhag? What? I don't know. At one point in history, someone got up and started doing it, and it got caught on, and now it's a minhag. Because of Machzavitri was a Talmud of Rashi. Machzavitri says, Kivan she'ein anu el minhag ba'alma, since only a minhag, lo mevarchinan aleha. We don't make a bracha on say hal minug, you don't make a bracha on a minug. Kid the amar perakalul of arava, ein revarchin al davar shahu minug. We don't make a bracha on a minug. We don't make a bracha on a shana rabba. Why? It's only a minug. Right? Umihu, however, amar ben otam, de ein araya. That's not a raya. Why not? Why is it not a raya? Why is it not a raya? It's a minug over there. Right?
We make a bracha on a zechel chorin.
Where?
Every single day of the circus.
What do you mean?
Do you not make a bracha on your lulav and
esrog? Ah, better right. But what about when you eat korech? You don't make a bracha, right? You just say zechel mikdash kehillel. You don't make a bracha. You made a bracha already, right?
Yeah.
1 second. Forget that, Mati. How about second is a better one? How about a better one? How about second day yontif?
Yeah.
Which is in chutzlar, it's only a minute.
Right.
And we make a bracha.
If you know the original
spec
on it,
right.
That makes sense, though.
Right. The Ein Araya, but today we know. Today we know when the Rosh Chodesh is. We know when it, and the only reason we keep 2 days yontif, minhag avasem b'yadeim. So why do we make a bracha? Tosfos is going to ask that question right here. The tiltul vade lo mevarchinan. Nah, to pick up a lulav, you can make a bracha. or to put a Hoshanis. Ava al mitzvah pshita demavarchinan. But a mitzvah is for sure different. A minhag that nothing, for sure you're not making a bracha. But what about a mitzvah? Like shaking a lulav. Like eating matzah the second day. Right? Demavarchinan. Dachizin kal yontav sheni. Ein ela minhaga. It's only a minhag. Umavarchinan. Right? And you still make a bracha on that. V'hacha nami mashra demavarchinan. Of course you make a bracha. Dilamavarchinan. If you didn't make a bracha, my hafsaka shaykhba. Why can't I interrupt? Why can't I talk?
Yeah.
What? Why not? A minute now. We're gonna. You can't talk in the middle. Why not?
Once you took it on already, it's taken off.
Well, so that's what Duran says. Duran says it's not a raya because it's still not appropriate to talk. You don't talk in the middle of davening. What's the difference? It's only a minute. Like took a zimmer, like we said.
I heard that the answer to this is that
someone's not davening one of these minhagim.
It's secondary. You destroy the whole thing.
What?
If you don't treat it like the first.
Correct. That's a hashkafa reason why you should make a bracha. He's talking halachically. I agree with you.
That's a practical reason.
That's a practical reason. But halachically, right? So if it's only a minhag, why can't I talk? So what would it be? Talking the whole halal. It's just a minhag. It would be a joke, right? So the rabbi says it's not a raya because it's not appropriate anyway to talk. You have a minhagish thing to daven something. I'm talking in the middle. Daven it. It's only a minhag. Only you say. After daven, people say all these minhagish things, all these extra tefillos. Excellent. Fantastic. You talk in the middle of that? What are you doing? No, it's not appropriate. It's not a raya. But oh, also raya. Demarvachin al almanhaga meha the rav. What happened? Rav walked into the shul, and he saw them saying halal. Did he walk in late? Did he miss the bracha? Was there a bracha? And Rav wanted to say, "What are you people doing?" I want to say, "Oh, you're skipping. I'll let it go. It's only a minute." Obviously, they made a bracha. Because if they didn't make a bracha, what would Rav get so upset for? Right? Daha. If they didn't make a bracha beforehand, Amai lo hirgish Rav, to have him in Haga. Rav, wherever they would have known it's a minhag. Ad dimidal didalgo, until they started skipping. Elevadai, for sure, baruchu neyam avarchim betov al minhaga. Of course they made a bracha. Of course they made a bracha. Otherwise, Rav would have, Rav gets so upset. He's saying, halal. Gets so bent out of shape. You got bent out of shape because he heard they made a bracha. What are you people doing? Oh, you're skipping, it's fine. What do you see? You make a bracha on a minute, right? Ubashvil kach lo hirgish aradilog. He didn't say anything. He didn't calm down until he saw them skipping. So what? That's all. We're not reading the rest of it. What's the bottom line? What do you see from here? That on a minhag, certain times you can make a bracha, especially when it's in davening, which is what we do. The Ashkenaz follow this Tosfos and we make a bracha on halal. Many Sfardim do not. Today I think even many do. I don't know. I haven't been as far as the Shulam or Shchodesh. I don't know what they do. Then the rest of the Tosfos has a different bracha. So, interesting. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Boy minei Ashya and Tana, Dibir of Ami, Mer of Ami. He asked him the following question. Hashar b'tainis, if someone's sitting in a tainis, mau sheyitom, are you allowed to taste food? Now, of course, it means you spit it out afterwards. Right? I'm going to taste the soup. I'll spit it right out. Can I do that? So, achi levishtiya kabalayu v'haleka. That's not eating, right? Oh, Dilmore maybe. Hana kibalai v'ha'ika. A little bit hana it is, right? Says Tosfos, we're only talking about a tiny yachid. You want to fast because it's bahav or it's a yard side of somebody, but not a tiny. It's not a tiny that's written in the psukim. Of course, it's not, the halacha doesn't apply to those tiny. And those tiny are much more machmer. That's what Tosfos says. Others argue on him. Amalei. Toein v'ein b'kach klum. It's no problem. It's no problem. You can tow him and ein b'kach klum. Right? It says the bottom, the second to bottom toast. That's pure shabin atam. Shechoze upolate. Yeah, after you taste it, you spit it out. Delo chashiv hana minat ima. What hana did you get? Oh, this soup needs salt. Did any of it go down my, not one drop went down my throat. What hana is that? Avol boleya lo afilu b'shar tainios. Even on another tainis, of course, you can't even swallow it. Therefore, if you taste something, you don't need a bracha, because no hana. Okay. Tanya mamihachi, mitaemes, enatuna bracha. Just to taste something, you don't need a bracha. Vashari betainis, if someone's fasting, toy bevekach klum. Ad kama, how much can you even taste and not get a shh? Ad kama, rabami vravasi, taimi ad shir, riviyasa. Up to reviyas, you can taste. It's a lot of tasting. Okay. Next. Amar Rav. Someone greets his friend before he davens. It's like he created a bama, like a mizbeach. Shenemar chidlu lachem min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apeh b'ameh nechshavu. What do you consider him? Al tiki bameh el a bama. Rather, it's called a bama. Right?
Is that good or bad?
It's bad. Why is it? Why you call it Ushmul Amar bama shechashavto laze vlo leloka? Meaning you go worship this guy.
Okay.
You're going to worship this guy. What about Hashem? So it's like you made a bama. You go do some other stuff. You go visit people before you daven. You're kissing up to them before you dive into Hashem. That's not right. Masav Rav Sheshet, what do you mean? We just said, Baprakim Shal Me'akavar Umeshiv. That you're allowed to answer people, you're allowed to talk to people in the middle of David, before Shimon Esri, before Tefillah. Tegemar Vaba, Bamaskim Lepetzcho. No, they came to you. They came to you. What are you supposed to do? Not answer them? You have to answer them. You can't, I'm on the way to Shul, let me stop up with this guy and go have some coffee, then I'll come to Shul. That you shouldn't do. But, unless you're doing a mitzvah maybe, I don't know. But just time to visit them and kiss up to somebody, that you shouldn't do. Guy walks over to you, bumps into you, that's different. Amar of Yonah, Amar of Zerah, Kolosa Chafatz of Kodesh Yisfal, if someone does his own needs before he davens, Ki'ilu Bana Bama, like he built a Bama. Amale Bama, Amar, a Bama? Amale Lo, Asr, Lo, Asr Kamina. But it meant it's Asr, right? Ukid of Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Idi Bar Oven, Amar of Yitzchak Bar Shion, Asr Lo, Adam Asr Chafatz of Kodesh Yisfal. It doesn't mean, it's not, you shouldn't wake up in the morning, first I'll go shopping, and then I'll go to the gym, and then I'll go daven. So, it could be that he ever said Zman, maybe it's Mutri Bezman as that, but the idea is still the idea. You shouldn't be doing that. Shinamar, Tzadok Lefanav Yehalech, V'yaseim L'derech Pamav. Fine. From Ravidi Bar Oven, Amar Vitzchak, Bar Ashion, Kol Mespal, V'achakach, Yotzi L'derech. Someone daven, then he goes to work, then he goes on his way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ozu L'chafat, Hashem will give him what he needs. Shinamar, Tzadok Lefanav Yehalech, V'sham, V'yaseim L'derech Pamav. Hashem will place in front of you what you need. Amar of Yonah, Amar of Zera. Kol Halon Shiva Zeyam B'lo Chalom. If someone has 7 days of dreams, 7 days of sleep without a dream, nikra ra, you called a bad guy. Shinemar v'sheva yalan bal yifkad ra al turki shaveya ela sheva. I don't know what that means. Why? What's so terrible? Amal ravacha breder of chia bar abba hachem rav chia amar rav yochanan kol mazbiya atzum b'divrei Torah. Somebody learns at night, fills himself up with Torah. He fills his belly up with Torah. V'lon, then he goes to sleep. Ein mavasrin osa b'suras ra. He won't have any bad news. Okay. Shinemar, like it says, v'sheva yalan bal yifkad ra. Fine. Now, then we said, Elohim bein aprakim. These are the following bein aprakim. Amar Ravo, Amar Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on k'Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who said, bein Elokechem le'emes v'yatziv lo yasik. Between Hashem Elokechem emes, right? And then v'yatziv, you shouldn't talk. That's for sure can't talk. Even if it's the God of Adar says hello to you, or the guy's going to kill you, you don't talk. Then you can't talk. Amar Vo, Amar B'Yochanan, my time with the Yehuda, what's the reason? Now, we all know that the Shema, the last parak of Shema, ends off with the words Hashem Elokeichem. The word MS is not part of Shema. It's something somewhere else. We put it at the end of Shema. That's a funny thing. We added a word, right? We added a word. So, my time with the Yehuda, so why does the Yehuda say you can't talk? The Chsiv, it says, V'Hashem Elokim MS. That's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. And Rashi says on top, Lokach, ein mafsikin bin ani Hashem Elokeichem le'emes. There's no talking in between. There's no talking in between. Chozev omer emes, o einer chozev omer emes. So now, he said, Hashem Elokeichem, emes. Now, we sing emes v'yatsev. You say emes again? Do you say emes again? So, omer bavo, omer b'yochanan, chozev omer emes. He says, you do. Rabba omer, did anyone ever do that? No, because we hold like Rabba. Ain't a chosev omer emes. We don't do that. We don't do that. Right?
Okay.
What? Does he? It's a machlokas.
But he says he finishes.
Should he say emes?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Hahu denachis kamei derabba. There was somebody that came to learn by Rabba. Shamei derabba was not learning. Sorry, he came to daven for the Amid by Rabba. He was daven for the Amid. Shama Rabba de Amar emes emes trei zimni. He heard him say MS twice. Amar Rabba, call MS MS to Fisa Lahai. What's all these MSs over here? What are all these extra MSs? What are you doing? Amar Biyosef, Kama Mala Hadishmaita. Listen to this unbelievable vart. The Chi Asr of Shmuel by Yehuda, Amri Bar Rava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Arvis, Dabar El Bnei Yisrael, Varmarta Aleim, Ani Hashem Elokechem MS. Right? What's the fart? Listen to this unbelievable word. When you daven Shema, the Ma'ariv, you say Emes. So Rashi says, in the third wide line, Kiyush Mashal Arvis, Ein Karim B'Parsha Tzitzis Kula. No, the Vart was, you don't say the whole Parsha of Tzitzis, of Vayomer. The third Parsha, you don't say the whole thing, because you don't know Tzitzis Balayla. So what are you saying the whole thing for? It's extra words. L'fish Ein Mitzvah Tzitzis Balayla. Aval, Maschilin Osa, you start off, V'Yomer Hashem Moshe Leymar, U'mafsikin Ba, skip the whole middle, U'medalgin, skip, V'omrim, Ani Hashem Alkechem Emes. First line, last line. What? This is what Shmuel said. You want to hear an unbelievable vart? Listen to this vart. Okay?
Obviously, we don't do that.
Amale Abaya, Mama Al Yusa. What's such a gvald? What's the gvald of that vart? Va'omarav Kahana, Amarav, Lo Yaschil. You shouldn't start the third bracha if you don't. Vim Hishchil Gomer. And if you did, you have to finish it. V'chi Tema, Va'amart Aleim Lo Havaschala. You didn't even start, really. You didn't even start. Just have a Yom HaShalom Moshe Aleim. What's that? You didn't even start. Not true. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Darbe el Bnei Yisrael, lo habe eschala. You're right. If you said just the first pasuk, it doesn't count. So Darbe el Bnei Yisrael, we say, Vamar Taleim habe eschala. Once you start the second, then already it's considered a start. Amar Rav Papa, Kasavri b'marava, v'amar Taleim, lami lo habe eschala. It wasn't even a haschala. Ad the Amr Asulahem Tzitzis. Until you say those words, Asulahem Tzitzis, it's not even Haschala. Therefore, you could start saying, V'yomar Shal Moshe Lamar, say maybe the next pasuk, skip to the end. That you could do, no problem. Amr Abai Hilkach, Anan Aschuli Maschilinan, we start. Dekamaschili. Since we start, we finish. B'ma'arava, but then, B'ma'arava, Fekivan da Aschilinan, Migmanan Migamrinan. Since we start, we finish. The Amar of Gidl, Amar of Kahan, Amar Rav, Lo Yaschil, Vim Hischil, Gomer. Okay, we don't hold like that at all. Chir Barav, Amri, Amar, Ani Hashem Alokechem, Tzarech Lomer, Emes. You have to say the word Emes. Lo Amar, Ani Hashem Alokechem, if you didn't say that, Ein Tzarech Lomer, Emes. You don't have to say Emes. I, Vaborilad Kure, Yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. To Amar, you say like this. You're right. You got to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's a chiyuv twice a day. You don't want to say the third parsha. You don't want anyone to think that there's a possibility of the titzach are mechuyev at night. That's fine. You got to mention Kriyat Shema somehow. So Hachi. By the way, we said yesterday or the day before that the reason why we picked the parsha of Titzis to say by Shema. Of all the parshas in the Torah to have mentioned Tzitzis, why do we pick Tzitzis? At night there's no Tzitzis. So we said, because Tzitzis is chavit by everybody. Everybody loves Tzitzis. Such an easy mitzvah to do. Do it every day. And the Rambam says, it's a very, very difficult Rambam. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Menachos, that how come there's no Masechta on Tzitzis?
How come
there's no Masechta on Tzitzis?
You don't need it.
Huh? So the Rambam held, you don't need it, because everybody knew Tzitzis, because everybody loved it so much. So you know, he says about Hanukkah also. How does no Hanukkah? Who doesn't like Hanukkah? Kid? Who doesn't keep Hanukkah? Even the most irreligious person keeps Hanukkah.
In Mahudah, yeah.
So you don't even need a besechta for that. Tefillin, all these mitzvahs that we do all the time, you don't even need a besechta for that because everybody knew it so well. It's a difficult Rambam because what about Kriyat Shema? What about that? Exactly. They have whole brachas. But that's what he said. That's what the Rambam says. Okay. Anyway. So you got to see something. Yeah, Damar, Hachi, Modem Anachnu L'cha, Hashem Elokeinu, Shotei Sano Me'eretz Mitzrayim. You took us out of Mitzrayim. Uv Di Sano Re'ez Avadim, V'asis Elanu Nisim, Ugvuros, Alayam, V'sharunu Lach. I'm singing to you. Excellent. Fine.
Did they use the word Kalos Kaku?
What?
Did in those days use
no.
the word
Kalos Kaku? No. Now, next. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Shur ben Karcha said, why do you say Shema? Before Bahaya Im Shemoah. Right? And we said yesterday, and Tosaf says it right here on top, don't tell me because Parshas Ve'ezhanan comes before Parshas Ekev, that's not a reason. Because Vayomer is before both of them. And Vayomer's last. So that can't be the reason. So what's the reason? So we said, first, Yimakabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then Yimakabal Ol Mitzvahs. Shema is about Malchus Shemayim, and Vahaya is about Mitzvahs. Right? So, here we go. Omer Vishur ben Karcha, Lama Nit Kadma Parsha Shema, Tanya. Vishur ben Chay Omer, Bididu Shiatim Shema Levahaya Im Shemoa. Really, you should have said Shema first. I have another reason why. You know why? Shazer Lilmod, because Parsha Shema is to learn, v'zeh l'lamed. And V'hayim Shema says, and you should teach. For, you can't teach if you don't know anything. So first you got to learn, then you can teach. And then V'hayim Shema is l'vayomer. Why? Because Shazeh l'lamed. V'hayim Shema is about teaching. V'zeh and v'yomer is about lasos. Do mitzvos. Do tzitzis. Do mitzvos. It doesn't say one word in there about teaching or learning. So the Gemara says, one second. That doesn't make any sense. Atu Shema l'lilmot isbe l'lamod v'lasos lesbe. What, Shema's only learning and not teaching? V'oksiv, but it says, v'shinantam livanecha. V'shinantam, what does v'shinantam mean?
Teach.
Ukshartem, and you should also do. Ukshavtem, write yourself a mezuzah. It's so much, everything's in there. And v'hoy, v'su also, v'hoya im shemoa, lilmod hu, l'lamed hu de'ispe. Only has teaching. V'lasos, lespe? Does it have lasos? V'oksiv. Ukshartem, uksavtem. Right? You have both? You're right. We're going to fine-tune what he said. El dehachik amar. Here's what he said. Bedinhu really shetakten shema levayim shema. Shema comes first. You know why? Shema has everything. Shazeh lilmod, to learn. Lilamed, to teach. Philosophers, and to do. It's all in there. Vayim shema levayomer. Vayim shema comes before vayomer. Shazeh yeshba lilamed philosophers. To teach and to do. And Vayomer ain be'el lasos bovad. And Vayomer only has lasos.
So,
just to do mitzvos.
Maybe I'm mistaken.
Yeah.
But isn't Shema halakha l'moshe Sinai?
What? What do you mean?
The Shema itself, isn't it?
The words of Shema come from God. Yeah.
Okay.
So
isn't it a chok?
What? Why is it a chok? Not a chok. Every day you wake up in the morning, twice a day, and yeah, you remember that Hashem is the master of the world. I'm Kabbalah Olma HaShemayim, and there's also such a thing as Chayav Onesh. It's the second part. Yeah, you should be thinking about that every single day. What?
Who made the
order? Yeah, you could say the Anshe Nefesh HaGedola. You could say it's, you could say it's Doraisa. You could say it's Doraisa. Part of saying Shema, what we had yesterday, a five-way machlokes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
that was Kavana. That was Kavana. That's a different thing. There's a machlokes. What part of Shema is Doraisa and what part is Dorabana? It's a machlokes. So either the first pasuk, the first parsha, or the first two, the first three, all three. That's a machlokas. Whatever you do, someone holds like you.
But
right?
These, the three parshios.
Yeah. Who made up the order?
Correct.
I don't know.
I mean, let's say it's Anshe
Knesset. I would think yes. 100%. I would think yes. Anshe Knesset Gedola. Now, why did they come up with this order?
I don't know.
You should fault on anything that's not done right. Chachamim later on. It's Anshe
right.
Knesset Gedola.
You have many mitzvahs like that. Torah says do a mitzvah, and the Chum said how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it. The Chum said how to do it. We have a mitzvah, and they said how you should do it like this. Do it like
they're
this.
They're not saying how to do it. They're saying the assumption.
Is how to do it. Put Shema first.
The assumption here that there's certain parshas you say.
Correct. Correct.
And the order.
Like
and
the tefillin.
Correct.
The order. But even the tefillin, there's very little it says about the tefillin.
Correct. It's all halacha Moshe Mitzinai.
That's my point.
Yeah. Oh, so what's the difference?
So why are we discussing the order if
yeah.
it's chok anyway in terms of what they actually are saying?
Ain't a chenami. It could be it's a chok. Now, just because it's a chok, it doesn't mean we can't... I understand. I'll give you it. Just because it's a chok...
They don't say anything about Shema.
Fine.
Shema's a given.
The whole seder of how we...
That's davening, not Shema.
So it could very well be... Listen, I'll give you an answer. It could very well be, even if it's a chok, doesn't mean we can't try to give a reason.
Okay.
That's all we're doing. We're giving a reason. So first we said... Like Gemara says, the Tevik Leim with Shur Ben Karcha. Why did Shur Ben Yechai have to come up with his own reason? Because the Shema is all three, and the Vahya is two, and Vayomer is one. What's wrong with Shur Ben Karcha's reason? First, Kabbalah Lamasa Shemayim, and then what's wrong with that reason? No, I don't like. I'm going to help with another reason. The answer is Chad Ba'od Kamar. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that reason.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes people want to know why does it have to have a reason? It's a chok. I'll give you two reasons. Chad, first of all, Kadesh Kabbalah Lamasa Shemayim. First of all, Kabbalah Lamasa Shemayim. It has other milas to say it like this. It has other milas. That's why they made it up in this kind of way. What's the real reason? Maybe there is no reason. But I come away with this stuff. Oh, I have this very good. It makes a lot of sense to me.
Right?
Right? Okay. Listen to this, Gemara. Rav Mashe Yodei. Rav washed his hands. V'kore Kriyashma. He said Kriyashma. The Anach Tfilin. Then he put on his Tfilin. Then Vitzali, then he davened. Says Rashi, "Pam achas ruuhu she'osakein." One time I saw him do that. Not that he did it every day. One time I saw that. Now, how could he do that? How could he say Shema before he put on his tefillin? V'atanya, hachofer koch l'mace. If somebody is digging a grave for a mace, bekever, in a graveyard, putter, he's putter, mikriya Shema, putter from kriya Shema, umenat tefillah, putter from davening, umenat tefillin, he putter from tefillin, umikol mitzvos hamuras patorah. You putter from all mitzvos that it says in the Torah. And what does it say over here? Yeah, so what's the kasha? Yeah, what's the kasha? What? Ah, okay. But he gives man kriya Shema. When time kriya Shema comes, Oleh, get out of the graveyard. No tel yadav, wash your hands. Meniach tefillin, put on tefillin. Vekara kriya Shema, umishbal. So you see, tefillin comes first. You're being a funny riot from over there. Tefillin comes first. There's no other place where we know that tefillin comes first.
Why isn't the Brisa just saying that somebody is a putter from all mitzvahs? Why does it start by saying...
We're going to ask that question in a minute. Before we get to that...
Why isn't it Isaac permits a putter from a mitzvah?
It is. It is.
Plain simple. So what's this whole...
What's the whole Megillah here? Right. Yeah. Right. So...
simple. He walked in 2 seconds before Zman...
Exactly. First. So before we answer that question, we have another question to ask. Look at the Tosas Umanach Tefillin Umatli. That what Rav do... Rashi says, one time I saw this happen. It wasn't his custom every day. One time I saw it happen. So what did he do? He washed his hands. He said Shema. Then he put on his tefillin. Then he dived in Shemon Esrei. Are you allowed to put on your tefillin in the middle between Shema and Shemon Esrei? You can put on your tefillin then? That's what Tosas is busy with right here. Tosas says, he assumes that he said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Gol Yisrael. Put on his tefillin and then die. Can you do that? That's what it sounds like Rav did. Right?
I'm not understanding. Is the Zman Kriya Shema, is that the Sof or...
What do you mean? Well, we don't know what time of the morning this happened. We just know Rashi says, one time I walked into the shul and I was watching Rav, look what Rav did. He saw him wash till the dime, then he came, sat down, he dived in Shema, then he put on his tefillin, then he dived in Shemon Esrei.
No, I'm talking about the Brisa. Because the Brisa is saying that he's engaged in a mitzvah.
What mitzvah? We didn't get to the Brisa yet. We're still holding by Rav. We'll get to the Brisa in a minute.
Okay.
So then Tulsa says another thing. V'chein betalis. Meniach adam taliso ben gula tefillah. You don't have a talis. So what do you do? Not daven? No, you daven anyway.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, a guy walks in with a talis. Oh, bring me the talis. You go like this, bring me the talis. And in the middle of, right before Shemot, you can put the talis on? V'chein shematzina shereb Yitzchak b'Reb Yehuda shalach achat taliso. He sent for a talis. Vishaha hashliach, so they waited for him. Ukvar kara kriya Shema, b'brichos. He already said Shema. Umezatev talis. He put his talis on. The gomar Shemon Esrei, and then he dived in Shemon Esrei. Vehevi raya mehacha mayhi de Rav. They bring a raya. Rav did the same thing. Mikol makom yesh lachalik ben tefillin talis. I can make a difference in tefillin and talis. The ikar kriya Shema b'tefila shaychei b'tefillin. To daven kriya Shema and Shemon Esrei without tefillin, that's very, very far fetched. Kedamar b'samach, kilu made eder sheker b'atzel. It's like he's saying false testimony to say Shema without tefillin on. Right? What about tzitzis? No such false testimony by tzitzis. Why not? I don't know. No false testimony. Pirish, ba'adon, shetiva, shukore, Hashem said to do it like this, fuhu, v'hayil totafoz, ul'osos, ha'yadecha, the ain, you don't have? Utfilanami, kedamarin, kori kriyashon, u'spal, v'zei malcha shemayim. Avon tzitzis, she'eno elachobas talis. Tzitzis is on the talis. It's not on you. It's on the talis. If you have a four-cornered garment that you want to wear, you got to put tzitzis on. She'im yesh lo talis, chayev im ein lo pater, mi tzitzis. V'yachol lekor kriyashma below tzitzis. You can take kriyashma without tzitzis. Vadei dahave hafsaka. So for sure to stop in the middle, to put on a talis, is for sure wrong. Someone did it. Tosa says it's wrong. V'hach, Rav Moshe, mikutzi hayo omer, Moshe mikutzi says, tafilu mikan ein raya, dematzel nemer, hiniach tefillin below bracha. Maybe he put it on without a bracha. V'omar yudches, then he dived in Shemon Esrei, then mamash meish behem, then he fiddled with them, umavarech, and then he made a bracha. Right? Aleihem.
Is it the action that's the bracha?
So the whole time we're thinking it's the action. Says the Moshe mikutzi, it wasn't the action, it's the bracha. So don't make the bracha now. Put it on, you have him on, what's the action? You took a little bit of a hefzik. All right, you didn't talk. Don't make a bracha. Put it on. Ubahachi sangi shegam mutter lasati patalis. You can do the same thing with a talis then, right? Be'ez shiadov mutunafos. Someone couldn't wash his hands or whatever. He couldn't wear a talis. Achar yitol yadav yimashish b'talis mivarech. Then he can make a bracha afterwards. Very nice. That was just a really a side point. Now back to our story. So guy in the middle of doing a mitzvah. What mitzvah is he doing? He's burying a person. It's a big mitzvah, right? So what does he do? He's patur from all mitzvahs, right? Why does it say he patur from Shema, and from davening, and from this, and from tefillin, and from all mitzvahs? That's redundant. So Tosafot says, Im tomar, v'chi mikriya shema lo havi, if you patur from kriya shema, b'chlal, mitzvahs hamoros b'torah. Kriya shema is included in all the other mitzvahs. So why is it so wordy? V'yesh lomar, the answer is, the ilo toni behed your kriya shema. If it wouldn't have said kriya shema, havamina, I might have thought, the dafka hani, the less lukvias zman. Only things that don't, I'm patur from tzedakah right now. I'm part of from Kibbutz of Aim right now. I'm also like a mitzvah. What about a mitzvah? It's, wait a minute. It's Man Kriyashma in 10 minutes. And I'm part of from Man Kriyashma? And I'm part of from Kriyashma? It's going to have 10 minutes. Maybe I should leave the mace and go run to say Kriyashma. Come, no. Even Kriyashma you're part of from. Forget a mitzvah that doesn't have Zman. Like Kibbutz of Aim and Tzedakah and Chesed, all that. Forget that. For sure, part of that. Even in these that have Zman, the time is running out, you're part of also. That's why they're singled out.
Only three examples of something that has.
So one second. Aval kriyashma the kaviyah luzman lo hold lo hold was not over kamash malan even the kriyashma yipater. The what about tefillin? Tefillin doesn't have his man. Doesn't have his man in tefillin because it's put on tefillin the whole day. So Rabbi Yonah says these three require extra kavana. They're much more special. And I would have thought for these three you can. He's fleshing out to us. For these three, you stop what you're doing and you run to do this mitzvah? No, even these three. Right? Even these three. Right? These are mitzvahs every day. They're such special mitzvahs. Amazing mitzvahs. Even them, they lose to another mitzvah. So, that's the answer to that. Now, so first of all, Hagufa Kasha. This whole brisa about the digging the grave doesn't make any sense. Because Reisha, Amar, Pater, Top Pater. The Reisha said, Yipater, V'seifes, V'chizad Yichayev. Then Seifes, Yichayev. Hola Kasha, it's not Akasha, Sefer Betarti. Sefer's talking about two people. Reisha Bechad. Reisha's talking about one person. In other words, if two people digging the grave, for 5 minutes, you can stop digging and go say Krishma, then come back and then we'll switch.
Or one digs and one goes says Krishma.
Mikal Makam Kasha L'Rav, it's still Akasha and Rav. How could Rav do it out of order? The answer is, Rav, Krabishur Ben Karcha Svirulei. He held like Krabishur Ben Karcha. That what? The Omar, Ol Malcha Shemaim Tchila, V'achachach Ol Mitzvos. First, we're going to say Zman. First, we're going to say Kriya Shema. Then I'll do a mitzvah of tefillin. That's not what Shur Ben Karcha said, right? Ema Damer Shur Ben Karcha Lahatin Kriya LeKriya. That was just about.
Why was it only
one time? It happened. No, but that's the wrong answer right there. Because Rabbi Shur Ben Karcha was talking about davening Shema. Not that you do Shema before you do mitzvah. That's not what he meant to say. He meant to say Shema comes before Vayim Shemoa. Why? Because that's all about Chesed. That's mitzvahs. Not that you can daven Shema and then put on tefillin. Doesn't mean that, right? La'azos mishmaslei. That's what Rishur Ben Karcha meant to say? That you can say Shema before you do mitzvahs? No. Vesu, mi, sarva, luck, Rishur Ben Karcha. We don't even hold like that. From Rishur Ben Karcha, v'chia barashi, zimna sagin avi kamid rav. I was once by rav. Umak de mashi yadei. He washed his hands. Umavarech. He made a bracha. Umas nilan, pirkin. We learned a little bit. Then umanach tefillin. V'adar karek v'yishma. So even a rav held, you could do that. Right? So, v'chia tem with the lomotis man kriyishma. You want to tell me this is the answer? Zman Kriyashma didn't come yet. That's why he was learning, because we were waiting for Zman Kriyashma, so might as well learn. Im Kane, Ma'asuz the Rechia Brashi. What's the Rechia Brashi telling over? What's he telling over? That the Zman Kriyashma didn't come yet? What kind of story is that? It's a worthless story. Lafuke Mimanda Omar Lamishna Ain Sarach Lavarech. You want to tell me that I'm a Shnayit, you don't make a Brach of Kriyashma, which the Brach of Birchas HaTorah. Kamasha the Afla Mishnah Nami Tzarach Lavarech. Maybe that was why he mentioned that story. That even on Mishnayis, you have to make a bracha, which we're going to get to in the next few days. Mikol Makom Kasha L'Rav, still a Kasha. How could Rav say Shema before putting on his tefillin? And the answer is, Shluchu da'avosei. The Shliach was late. The man of Kriya Shema was running out. He had no choice. What's he going to do? Where's my tefillin? The guy's schlepping, he's schlepping, he's stuck in traffic. If I don't say Shema, I'm going to miss the Zman. What am I supposed to do? Not say Kriya Shema. Because I don't have my tefillin on? Yeah, so one time it happened like that. The guy didn't bring his tefillin on time, had no choice. What's he supposed to do? Not say Kriya Shema? What's he supposed to do? He was in a bind. So, okay, that's the shot's the case. You got to say Kriya Shema. You don't have your tefillin? What could you do? Tefillin aren't here yet. What could you do? Okay, one more line. Amar Ula. Hakol Hakori Kriyashma below Tfilin. If someone says Kriyashma without Tfilin, Ki'ilu Me'edus, Ki'ilu Me'ed Edus Sheker Ba'atzmo. It's as if you're saying Edus Sheker, what's Ba'atzmo? Right?
On yourself?
It's a funny word, Ba'atzmo. You're saying Edus Sheker on yourself? Right?
Or maybe it says, it means you're just lying in the tefillah.
What?
Maybe it means you're lying in the tefillah. It's not as important as you think it is.
Correct. Okay, that's right. By the way, just so Tosfos had said, but tzitzis is different. Tosfos said, tzitzis is different because tzitzis is the chov on the tzitzis, not on you really. It says the Magen Avraham, the name of the Zohar. Where is it? Shakorias Shema below tzitzis, Meyud Edus Sheker Ba'atzmo. That at night also? Yeah, I'm a chayuv toward tzitzis? I don't know. Right, but okay. I don't know about that. I'm not sure. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow.
Right.
Everybody have a good day and a good Shabbos.